As we open up to our highest vibration, as we open up to our consent for joy. Now, joy is not everything is already manifested. Joy is that we're turning up the knob in terms of our own kindness to self, in terms of our own, field of expertise. So as we will have supreme value, I just feel it energetically, like we're not waiting for someone else's turn. We're not waiting to see how something plays out, what the person says, what Congress says, what anything outside of our own jurisdiction says, because we want to remember that we create the applause, we create the abundance. So this is where we're really learning how to drop fear and walk in our entitlement, walk in our brilliance, walk in our true revelation. Because as we will step to a new kindness to self, a new kindness to self is we're the manifestors. We create, so it's sort of like, is location A or is location B better? Well, which location are you going to? Because that's the one you're going to arrive in. So it's not so much about the disease mentality of the environment or past consideration, as much as our willingness to retrieve our true nature, our willingness to retrieve true kindness to self. Now, kindness to self is imperative. Kindness to self is, it doesn't matter what happened yesterday. It doesn't matter what happened a year ago. This is all about springtime. This is all about forward consent. This is all about our clear revelation. So when I say clear revelation, I've got energies. It feels like someone's giving me a massage. So again, we're the ones that are delighting ourselves. We're the ones that are consenting to ourselves. We're the ones saying yes to our true persuasion. So there's nothing to fear because we're coming upon our own victory. So in other words, wherever we go, we're connecting the dots, we're connecting to and fro. In English, we're dropping the linear provisions and opening up to our new lifestyle, opening up to our new riches, opening up to our extreme value of mercy. So as we will receive to our heart's content, is dreaming light, dreaming connection, dreaming truth, dreaming new availability, new song sheet, new startup. So as we will draw to our heavenly bliss, in other words, we are the ones creating soul satisfaction. We are the ones drawing upon our new availability and sequence. We come to our resurrection. So in other words, we're opening up to our finest sequencing. We're opening up to our finest treasure. We're opening up to our finest riches. So as we will receive the light, and then of course they're showing me the Oracle card of light, and she's reaching up to light. The only difference is when I receive it now, I feel, you know that song, I Feel Like Dancing? You gotta be my generation to remember that. But it's really true, because it's like going beyond the crystal ball. What I mean by that is, we're creating with light. We're creating with a new tomorrow. What I mean by this is a new paradigm, a new frequency, where we're coming home to self. So when I said I feel like dancing, it's these energies. It's like what we've been looking for really is ourselves. That's what's going to make us happy. That's what's going to bring us the riches for all to see. So number one, we open up to our highest wisdom, where we just feel complete. Secondly, out of this vibration, out of this alignment, we operate as masters. So then whatever is needed to complete our homecoming, whatever our higher self has dictated is for everyone's best and highest good, we magnetize it like literally instantly, almost instantly. Now, when I say instantly, our mind starts questioning that, because I asked for something, I don't see it yet. Instantly to and fro. So in other words, in this moment, in this now moment, we're creating sunshine. We're creating heavenly bliss. We may not see it for 3 weeks. We may not see it for a week. We may not see it for a month, but it's here in the present domain. So this is where we're creating instantly, like we're calling it forth. We're calling it into motion. And so then we're guided in our heavenly bliss. So every step that we need to anchor it in, we attract, we concede, meaning that we learn, we abide, we integrate, but that will, it's almost like, you know, calling something out of inventory, calling something out of the archives. It's like, send that down, get that readied. They keep saying that, readied. So get that readied, because we're choosing our new understanding of self. We're choosing our new domain. So as we will receive our entitlement, now this is very, very essential to understand in order to offer ourselves for the benefit of all. We have entitlements. We have that which we have agreed to bring forth, to coincide with, to circulate. So this is where we're standing up. They're saying tall and proud. In other words, we're saying yes. So again, remember, kindness to self, this is seeing ourselves without blame. Now the ego is going to have this, oh, but you know, here's everything I remember. So seeing ourselves without blame is realizing in our purity, in our pure state, in our soul satisfaction that we offer to self and we offer to all others, we are free. There is no karma. There is no karmic wheel. That's what we're opening up to. That's what we're coming face to face with. So as we will receive our riches, as we will receive our highest claim. So our highest claim is, how good will you allow it to get? How instant a manifester are you willing to observe and be seen? So as we allow this holy vision of consent, we do so with how do I put this? It's sort of like paying tribute to who we are in truth. So it's like an extension of divinity, one, our higher self, our I am presence, but what we're doing is coinciding with our loveliness, coinciding with our advanced presence. In other words, we're not the ego. We're not just this like misfortunate self that's in this like prison house of suffering. We're opening up to our true wisdom. We're opening up to our true nature. So as you allow yourselves to receive this holy engagement, we really want to feel that engagement. So it could be partnership, like on that breathe oracle card, it's like she's there, she's holding up her hand to her higher self, and the energies of that higher self, it's like osmosis, where it's interchanging. It's all becoming one. So we want to feel this. You can imagine it, you can feel the tingling, you can see the light, you can just hold the intention. But we want to really feel that we're commingling with grace, with receivership, with allowance. Now, we're doing this not just to serve our own linear lifestyle. It's not about me, myself, and I. It's about our graduation ceremony, because what we demonstrate for one, we demonstrate for the one, for the all. So what we're bringing into value, what we're opening up to, what we're moving in stride is common courtesy. In other words, everyone can do this. Everyone is entitled to this. So it's not I win, you lose. It's here's how we all win. Here's how we all are coming into greater and greater consideration. So this is the person that just gave you the hardest time ever is coming into the same abundance you are, is coming into the same new lifestyle you are. Because remember, we're releasing past consideration. So it's almost like game over, everyone come home. Everyone come home. So this is where we're offering mercy and kindness to ourselves, to others, past, present, future. allowing ourselves to receive. They're showing me like a carousel where it's like everyone gets a turn. Everyone gets like the good news, the update, the accelerated visioning. So as we will receive, we allow a new turnstile. In other words, we allow new heavenly vision. So some of us have been like looking to solve a problem, like why can't I solve this? Why can't I solve this? It's seeing it through a new perception. It's seeing it through a new exposure. So it's not just getting that linear whatever it is you think you want, but it's getting the new awareness, the new frequency, so that you can bring forth that and more. So it's not just fixing one problem of your life, though it may appear like there's one area or more out of alignment. But once we align with the new frequency, with the new vision, with the new spiritual grace, everything gets upgraded. Everything gets upgraded. So as we will receive, we're receiving this in our place of honor. So imagine receiving it for all the world to receive simultaneously. For all the world to anchor in. Friends near and far. Let us receive. And trust who may suddenly appear. You may have an old memory. You may have an old remembrance. Trust what's coming in to receive the light. It'll just happen spontaneously. You don't have to look for it. Like, I just had a flash of me at an airport carousel in the 80s. And there I was. Simple as that. Healing. Spontaneous healing, gifting. And so it is.